build on the ideas, the Greek ideas of geometry, to build the structure of higher mathematics. That was all an Arabic contribution. And the Arabs were great astronomers. The Arabs sent their ships all over the Mediterranean and the Indian Ocean. The National Geographic has tried to prove a number of times that Arabs may have reached America as early as the 8th or 9th century. And they were able to navigate because of their astronomical knowledge, the knowledge of the stars, the knowledge of heaven, the ability to, that combination of mathematics and astronomy, which is navigation. And the Arabs were great in architecture. They learned how to, it came to a height with Moorish architecture, but the ability to build arches and domes, to give a sense of motion and fluidity to buildings, to build tall without the tremendous weight of blocks that preclude. And we're talking about building without steel and without cranes. The aesthetic qualities of beauty, of mosaics, which they borrowed from the Byzantines, but they developed into their own culture. All of these things contributed to the greatness of the Muslim cause. And because of that, the Muslims were able to build a super civilization. Poetry, literature, the works that we have, the famous Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, other works such as those, the lilting language. In fact, the part of the problem of Muslim culture is that it's a prisoner to language. Language is more important than the reality. If you say that you're beautiful, then you're beautiful. Even if you're ugly, you sin. If you say you won the war, you won the war, even if you lost the war. And it's not that they are, in the Western mind, they are liars. For instance, in the Six-Day War, Nasser called up King Hussein and told him that he's bombing Tel Aviv and all the Israeli planes are destroyed. So that's fantasy. But in Arab culture, that's not that you have to talk like that. That's not fantasy. You're supposed to figure out that all of his planes have been destroyed and that he's not bombing, you know. And if Hussein was foolish enough to get in the war because of that, that's Hussein's fault. It's not Nasser's fault. If you've ever been to an Arab shuk and tried to buy something, the conversation is more than the sale. That's part of the culture. I remember I was in Jerusalem, I bought a number of old coins. I showed them here, the Bar Kokhba coins. It took me almost an hour and 15 minutes to buy it because he wouldn't, you know. The conversation is as important as the sale. And that's why the entire psychology of bargaining is not only to get the price down, but that's the way you deal. You deal with words. You say 50, I say 25. You say 30, I say, you know, so I say 35, till we come. But if it becomes what in the Western world it is, a relatively impersonal thing, then it's not a civilized act. There's a Dry Bones cartoon that my daughter had hanging in her bedroom where a Westerner goes into an Arab shop and he says, listen, I want to buy this. He says, I know you're going to ask 60 and I'm going to offer 5 and then you'll come down to 50 and I'll go up to 10, and he goes through the whole thing. He says, the end will be 25. So he says, and I don't have time, I can't waste time. And he said, so here's the 25. Now, how much do you want for it? The guy says, 60. Because that is the psychology of it. That's the culture. Now,